This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
NFC Championship game appearance. Think about those words strung together about your Washington Commanders. They have not played in one of those since 1991, when I was just a couple of years old. Think about that.
Well, that's how you normally string them together. Where, like, you know how people say, you never hear those words in a sentence. Sure you do. This team is no NFC Championship team. There, I put them in a sentence, right? But that's not realistic. That's what we're talking about.
Liam Griffin, who just joined us on the Beltway Blitz there. We want to ask you the question we posed to him. We'll do that in a second. But caller 10 right now at 800-636-1067 is promised. It's Wizards Wednesday. Congrats. You're going to win two tickets to see the Wizards and the Pistons. Military Appreciation Night coming up, presented by Leidos and the Wizards. They're going to honor all those who have served and continue to serve our country. For the complete Wizards schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com/contest. So, Danny, you start here. What do you view right now as the realistic ceiling for this football team?
So I want to be very clear. This is your best-case scenario. It's not my prediction. This is the best-case scenario. They could be one of the four teams in a conference championship game. And when that happens, this is the thing I always used to talk about for so many decades with Washington, that really means you belong. That's one of those you've got as good a shot as anybody. You shuffle them up and deal. Yeah, there's a team that's probably better than you 9 times out of 10 or whatever, but you're now in the really meaningful, there's a legit shot at a championship versus just eking into the playoffs once every handful of years or whatever with a hot streak. But last year, go to that conference championship weekend. San Francisco, Detroit, Kansas City, Baltimore. Pretty much the four best teams in the NFL last year, right? Most of the year, up and down, but Detroit especially got super hot and they were unbelievable. There are other teams that were good, don't get me wrong, but that's your elite four. That's your best group. I think that's Washington's ceiling, is they could absolutely be in a conference championship game.
So I will do the same exercise where I provide a caveat first, okay? This is not a prediction. We are talking about what realistically is this team's ceiling, what they are realistically capable of this season. And I'm going to sound like a Kool-Aid drinking fanboy if you think that I am suggesting that this will happen or predicting that it is going to happen, which is not what I am doing. Their ceiling is to win the Super Bowl, realistically. They are every bit as good as I've been saying for 3 weeks, and nothing has happened to change my opinion. I'm willing to change my opinion as we go, just like I have. I did not think that as of before week one. I certainly didn't think that after they got blown out by the Bucks, when I thought they might actually just be flat out bad. But as things change, I will change my opinion. You're allowed to do that, and I plan on doing it. Right now, this moment, that's when we're answering the question, right? This moment in time, post Marshawn Lattimore addition to this defense, a very good corner for a team that is light at corner. that is improving defensively, that has gone from bad to okay on defense, that is elite on offense, that is excellent on special teams, that has won 7 of its last 8 games, that has blown out bad teams, that hasn't lost at home, that has gone on the road and convincingly beaten bad teams and beaten some good teams, and they've won shootouts and they've won lower scoring games now. They've done it every which way. They are getting great quarterback play. They are well coached. They are mostly healthy. They are better today than they were 3 weeks ago, and they were better 3 weeks ago than they were in week 3. They are ascending. This team is a championship contender. That's the ceiling, in my opinion. Detroit is better. I believe that. The Chiefs are better. Lifetime Achievement Award, they're 8-0. They find a way to win every single week. Other than that, I don't think anyone is definitively better than Washington. There are teams that would beat them potentially in toss-up games. Baltimore, I would say, is better. We just saw that game play out. But the Ravens are capable of playing down and playing badly and losing in the playoffs, or you know, that would obviously be the Super Bowl cross-conference. Right. But we have seen them lose to the Browns. We have seen them lose to the Raiders. They normally get up for the good teams. But if you're just doing the exercise right now where you're going through every NFL team, and I've been doing this for a few weeks, Washington is not as good as Detroit. They are not as good as Kansas City. Everybody else, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Houston, Baltimore, Atlanta, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Green Bay, they're in that same bucket.
And that's the key right there. You just said it. I would probably rank them below the Bills. Now, most of that's lifetime achievement, but I think I still probably would. I'd probably put them a slight. Detroit, I think, is different, right? Kansas City, same deal. I'd probably, if everybody's healthy and all things are equal, I might rank them a tick below Houston, even though Houston hasn't been great this year. But again, part of that's lifetime achievement. That's not the point, to me, of what you're saying. And I don't want to speak for you, but my takeaway, my pullout from what you're talking about is they are in that, this is not just a fluky, you know, any team can beat any team any given Sunday crap, like as Washington always used to do, where they'd beat the Super Bowl, eventual Super Bowl champion, or like they played Tampa tough that time with Taylor Heineke. No. They're in that really, really good bucket. Shuffle them up, right? Like, you know, good luck, bad luck. It rained that day or not. As you know, did somebody, their toe drag inbounds or out of bounds? They're in those conversations with some of the best this league has to offer this year. There aren't really teams that are utterly dominant. You're not seeing anybody just boat race people, you know, all through the season, as has happened in years past. I know Kansas City's undefeated, but they just win 1-score games every week, right? And they deserve credit for that. I'm not knocking them for that. They are the... They're going for a three-peat, which is unfathomable. And they'll go to the AFC title game again, by the way. But I guess my point is they're not so distantly away from some of these teams that are absolutely capable of winning the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I just think that in a playoff game, other than the Lions, where I think if they played that game 10 times, they probably lose it 7, it's a coin flip. It's a toss-up. Right now, they would play Green Bay at home. They could absolutely lose that game.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love could throw for 325 and 4 touchdowns. They could lose by 14. I could also see him winning that game by 11 and picking off Jordan Love, who's the most intercepted quarterback in the league, 5 times. They could play Atlanta. You know, those are 2 division winners, so it would be in the second round. But let's say in a hypothetical, in round 1 they play Chicago at home. We just saw that game. They beat the Bears. And by the way, you could say, oh, it took a Hail Mary. Well, it took a Hail Mary because they went 0 for 800 in the red zone. They were the decidedly better, clearly better football team. So they beat Chicago at home, and then the next week, let's say they're playing the Atlanta Falcons, potentially at home, or there, whatever. Now, is that an easy game? No. Atlanta can run the ball. Cousins is lighting the joint up. He's got really good receivers, and well, they have a really good scheme. I don't know how good the weapons are, but you know, Darnell Mooney's making plays, and Ray-Ray McCloud's making plays, and Drake London's good underneath. But the point is, that's a winnable football game. That's a bad defense. That's a fatal flaw for Atlanta. That's not a Super Bowl-type team, I don't think. But I just look for, are you of the caliber of the types of teams that are going to be hanging around in the playoffs? And you cannot tell me, unless you just want to use the last 15 years as prologue and what I'm calling lifetime achievement, hold against them that they're Washington, that the other shoe's going to drop, that they can't possibly be this good. I'm saying take that little Men in Black wand, put it in front of your face, and set the date for anything that happened before September 5th of this year you've never seen before. and only evaluate this football season, I don't think there's a gap between them and Kansas City. I don't think there's a gap between Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Houston. Now, don't hear me to say that they'd win all those games. That is different, but I think grown-ups can understand the observation, which is to say they're good enough that there is nothing that they do so badly that they wouldn't be able to go on a run in the playoffs. And that doesn't mean you don't get bounced in the first round because you're inexperienced.
Too, yeah.
Maybe you do, but I've never said this about them before. Like when they made it in 2015, the last time they made the playoffs, remember they hosted Green Bay. They were red hot going in. They'd won four in a row. Cousins and the offense were rolling. I remember we felt like they could beat Green Bay.
I predicted they would.
I think they went up 11-0 in that game.
Yeah, because DeSean Jackson was like, end zone? No, thank you. Not for me.
Who could forget?
No interest in that.
But they were up. I mean, the point is they weren't like completely outmanned. They ended up losing the game to Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. But you felt like they could win that game, and maybe they could, like a magical carpet ride thing could happen. They could win a couple games. But there was a clear delineation between them and the elite in the conference.
Yeah.
That is not there right now. There is no gap. There's no Grand Canyon. They are right there with the best in the conference. That's the whole point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.